Alas, it's that time again. Oh, no. I am in one of those hyper moods today. It's that time to bid farewell. Yes, update has come to an end for another week. But don't despair. We'll be back in October. Well, it's October now. We'll be back later in October. A big, big thank you to listening. I'm in one of those funny moods. Or fun moods is a better. Funny sounds as if I'm sort of going to be angry or whatever. No, I'm in a fun mood. Thanks for listening to Update Talking News Stoke and North Staffordshire for October the 7th, 2024. For everyone blind and visually impaired, and of course for those who struggle with the printed word, I hope you have enjoyed our latest edition. Update is available via the USB pouch and podcast service. It's also available on Alexa and Google. Content appears online at updatestoke.org, and it's also available via the Talking Newspaper app in your app store, and that is from Wireless from the Blind, by the way, if you struggle to find it. The next edition will be around October 25th, 2024. If you don't receive a pouch after the stated time, you can always give us a call and check on any delays. Sometimes the pouches are stolen. Like people like a free USB stick in a pouch. Yes, I don't understand why, but it does happen. So if you don't get one, please contact us and we'll try and send another one out to you if we can. If you don't receive a pouch after the stated time, always give us a call, and that is 07500 870689. Staffordshire Sight Loss post our online links. They also offer a whole host of services. Their telephone number is 07931 327018. You can call them, text them, or WhatsApp. You can also email, and that's hello@ssla.org.uk. You can get in touch via their social media pages and their website, and all you've got to do really is Google Staffordshire Sight Loss, but you can go to Staffordshire Sight Loss on Facebook, or you can also tweet on X, which is at Sight Loss Staffs. If you'd like help in accessing content online or via an app or your smartphone, tablet, or on a computer or Alexa or anything at all, we will guide you through it, and that is 07500 870689. Please do give us a call. If you have any issues whatsoever with your sticks or players, contact us too, and I will do my best to rectify any issues. Also, if you need help, advice, or a referral into another service, please do get in touch. We also do welcome feedback, ideas, or suggestions for content. And if you'd like to take advantage of the service where we talk to you on the phone by reading articles or anything like that, please do give us a call, and that number again is 07500 870689. You can also email updatetnstoke@gmail.com. We ask anyone who can afford to make a donation or contribution. If you enjoy Update and you can afford to make one, or if you're switching to another service or you need your machine replacing, we do ask if you can make a contribution towards the equipment of £25 or more. We really do appreciate any donations given, and they are invaluable right now to help the service continue. If you'd like to request a poem or audiobook or anything else, please always get in touch and let me know. Many thanks to Aggie for all her hard work compiling news stories, to Uta, Cliff, and Jean for reading, to Teresa for helping to get all your pouches out to you, to all our trustees who helped to keep Update going, and to all our volunteers who continue to make such an important contribution. Try and do whatever you can to stay healthy and stay safe. Be happy as you possibly can be. Keep your mind, body, and spirit active as much as you can, and try and keep smiling through. Have the best October you can possibly have, and I hope it's all you wish it to be. And perhaps, as I said before, why not do something different that you've not done before, or maybe plan something in a few weeks, perhaps meeting up with a friend so you have something to look forward to. So from myself and the whole of Update team, take care of yourself, and until the next edition on October 25th, bye for now. Don't forget, we've got the In Touch programmes from Peter White and BBC Radio 4 coming up after this.